What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We have been gaslit for 4 years now, where people have been saying that certain things are just conspiracy theories, that Fauci being in league with Big Pharma was just a conspiracy theory, and that the Biden family being involved with Ukraine and being really intense into crime, it was all written off as a conspiracy theory, and we should not listen to the people who are talking about it. In fact, they should be censored. That's what we were told. And in the final minutes of the Biden presidency, he has sealed the truth of it all. We begin our story today with CNN's Jake Tapper. What? Jake Tapper is doing real journalism? I know, guys. It actually happened, though. He tweeted this out, and he tweeted this as a retweet to a video that I'm going to show you in just 1 second. But this tweet is of Joe Biden's pardon, and it says simply, "Be it known that this day, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States, pursuant to my power under Article 2, Section 2, Claim 1 of the Constitution, have granted unto his whole family a full and unconditional pardon for any nonviolent offenses against the United States, which they may have committed, or taken part in during the period from January 2014 until now." And what did Jake Tapper retweet? This video of Biden talking 4 years ago about Trump potentially pre-pardoning his own family. Watch this.
President Trump is reportedly considering a wave of preemptive pardons. Does this concern you? All these preemptive pardons?
Well, it concerns me in terms of it, what kind of precedent it sets and how the rest of the world looks at us as a nation of laws and justice. You're not going to see in our administration that kind of approach to pardons, nor are you going to see in our administration the approach to making policy by tweets. It's just going to be a totally different way in which we approach the justice system.
Two blatant lies. The first one, they just preemptively pardoned. He just did the exact thing that he said he would never do. And they tweeted it out. This is the second lie. They tweeted it out just like he was claiming that Donald Trump does. He tweeted out on Inauguration Day so that nobody would see it, so that it would just kind of get swept under the rug. And it's so ridiculous. Chuck Schumer also said, by the way, that pardoning someone was egregious. It was pretty much the worst thing someone could ever do. At least that was back when Trump was thinking of doing it. Now that Biden's doing it, it's okay.
The president seems intent on filling each of his remaining days in office with petulance, grievance, self-interest. The president's reportedly asking his staff about whether he can preemptive part, whether he can issue. President's reportedly asking his staff whether he can issue preemptive pardons for himself, his family members, Rudy Giuliani. There's a simple answer, no. No, Mr. President, that would be a gross abuse of the presidential pardon authority.
Ruh-roh, a gross abuse. Those are his words, those are not my words. And you gotta remember this, everyone, you have to remember this. This is the new motto for Democrats. Every accusation is an admission. Every time. It is a confession every time. It is the Democrat Party motto. Say it with me. Every accusation is an admission. If they accuse you of doing something, it is because, and you can know for a fact, they are actively doing it or they are making plans to do it. And it is a symptom deep down of guilt. And we see this all the time. When people get defensive about something, they tend to be projecting. That is what the Democrats do every single time. They're calling you a racist, it's because deep down they know they're a racist. They're calling Republicans murderers for whatever reason, it's because deep down they love child murder. They do it every day. It's been happening since abortion was invented, and Democrats have always propped it up. They will call you corrupt, like Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden did in this, and then they will participate in the exact corruption that they are accusing you of doing it. But here's the thing, guys. Trump is back, baby. I want to take a moment to talk about a company that's making a real difference, PrisonFit. Prison Fit is a groundbreaking program developed by prisoners designed to support incarcerated and recently released individuals through bodyweight exercises, nutrition, mindset coaching, and reentry training. It's a comprehensive approach that includes workout and cooking books, clothing, accessories, and even employment training to help people successfully transition back into society. They're currently running a Kickstarter campaign to fund 2 exercise books, expand their website, and support their in-prison small business course. This course has already helped hundreds of inmates gain the skills and tools they need to succeed after prison. Helping people re-enter society and make meaningful changes in their lives is something I'm very passionate about. So please join me and head over to the link in my description and check out Prison Fit today. So Biden rolled out his insane preemptive pardons minutes before Trump was inaugurated today, and Trump responded to it in the middle of his speech. Watch this.
And I was going to talk about the things that Joe did today with the pardons of people that were very, very guilty of very bad crimes, like the Unselect Committee of Political Thugs, where they literally, I mean, what they did is they destroyed and deleted all of the information, all of the hearings, practically not a thing left. They deleted all the information on Nancy Pelosi having turned down the offer of 10,000 soldiers. You wouldn't have needed 10,000. You could have had 500 and it would have stopped. Because we may have had a million people that day, the people that were there. You don't see any photographs, but we have a lot of great photos. But you don't see those photographs. They don't put them in. They show the people at the Capitol. But I was talking about that. I was going to talk about that. They said, please don't bring that up right now. You can bring it up tomorrow. I said, how about now in front of the very... I'll bring it up right now.
He's so funny. He's such a funny guy. Most people are talking, by the way, about the pardons that Biden did on his family, which should be talked about. But Trump is actually really smart not to overlook these ones right here. Biden preemptively pardoned the people on the January 6th council. And for me, I think that is a damning indictment of what the council was. It was nothing more than a propaganda machine. I think that they most likely were doing illegal things in trying to get information and trying to talk to people and intimidate them. And this is why, ultimately, I do not trust truth commissions. There's a lot of people out there who advocate for truth commissions so we can find out about certain things. The problem is we cannot trust these people. We cannot. And Biden pardoning them is just such evidence that there are sketchy things going on, because at the end of the day, truth doesn't hide. It doesn't need to hide. It just is out in the open. People find it by speaking to other people. You don't need a truth commission that is bogged down by the government in order to find that. Those people clearly did need that, and that's why ultimately they were pardoned. Guys, this tax season, I'm partnering with Quick Tax America, which does all federal returns for only $69, and they hate the IRS as much as you do. That's why I do with them, because they get me my best return. What's more, they do all the work because you simply upload your documents, answer a few questions, and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional, and they do the rest. So don't partner with woke companies that charge you hundreds of dollars for you to spend 3 hours doing it. We've all been there, so I know you know what I'm talking about. Instead, partner with Quick Tax America, which will do all the work for you for only $69, no matter how complicated your taxes are. You can go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com, or when you get your tax documents, you can go to the link in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.